Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Please take your seats. We're going to get started.
Known for his fabulously flamboyant persona, both on stage and off, Elton John jumped at the chance to induct a fellow fashionable diva, blue-eyed soul icon Dusty Springfield. In Elton's sincere and humorous speech, he describes the inspiration he drew from both Dusty's inimitable, versatile voice, as well as her trademark sartorial style. Sadly, Springfield passed away less than 2 weeks before the induction ceremony. Her dear friend and manager, Vicky Wickham, accepting on behalf of Dusty's family, banters a bit with Elton and shares how much the induction and the recognition from her musical peers really meant to Dusty.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, may I congratulate all the inductees tonight. It's been my pleasure to be given the task of inducting Dusty Springfield. In fact, when I found out that she was going to be inducted, I volunteered because when I first heard Dusty's voice, when she recorded a record of Island of Dreams with the Springfields, I fell in love with that voice. And then when I saw her at the Harrow Granada in God knows what year, I fell in love with the way she looked, the beehive hair, the mascara, the pink top, and the purple skirt. It had no effect on me whatsoever. When choosing my name, I considered Dusty, but you know, it had already gone. After the Springfields, Dusty decided to go solo. And I was a big, big fan. I joined her fan club. I stuck pictures of her on the walls from the News Express, the Melody Maker, God knows what, which all peeled off when the damp came in the wintertime. But I was so touched by this voice that I'd never heard a white woman sing like this before. We'd always heard these kind of cheesy pop records coming out of Britain and America, sung by white women. And then suddenly there was Dusty. And this is a voice that is so far untouched, I think. You know, she came to America and she heard, the Springfields were kind of a country group, and she came to America and she heard Mavis Staples sing, and it changed her life. And it's ironic that tonight we are inducting the Staples singers into the Hall of Fame. I'm sure Dusty is very happy about that. She was so influenced by American rhythm and blues music, like most of us in the British Isles were, because it was the only real decent music around. And Dusty had an incredible career. She started off with a song called I Only Wanna Be With You, and she blossomed. She was a perfectionist. She had an incredible vocal technique. Her interpretations of songs by Bacharach David, Jack Brel, Randy Newman, Goffin King were some of the best there ever have been. She was a songwriter's singer. But more than anything, she was the vulnerable, that voice which is so sweet and vulnerable and powerful, yet there is something so gentle and melodic about it that moves me today. When I lost my friend Gianni Versace, there were four of us sitting in the south of France, and I put a Dusty album on, and Going Back came on, and we just all broke down, and I went and bought a dog, and it led to a... but consequently at my house guest, so it's all Dusty's fault. And I just think, and I'm biased, but I think she's the greatest white singer that there ever has been. Apart, of course, from Tiffany. You know, before I came on, I was really worried that I would say I'm really happy to induct Dusty Springsteen. I'm glad I didn't say it, yeah. Whew. Anyway, she was kind enough to sing on my records. She was kind enough to appear on my first Top of the Pops program doing backing vocals. even though we were not close friends, we did spend some time together. There was one occasion when we were in Los Angeles when we wanted to go to a club. And she said, I don't think I can go to a club. I don't look right. So I said, no, no. She said, my hair looks terrible. So there's a big Rexall drugstore on La Cienega. And it's big. We went to the back of the store. She bought a can of hairspray. By the time we got to the register, it had gone. I swear to God. And then she said, can you fix my hair? It was like Mount Rushmore. I mean, please. I love you, Dusty. You're enough to turn a gay boy straight, but not quite enough. As you know, she passed away 12 days ago after a long and really horrible illness. And she was a diva till the end. And she would get up and say, I'm not going to die today, you know. And everyone would go, oh. But in the end, she did die. And she left us a legacy of beautiful recordings, fabulous memories. And at her funeral the other day, I've never heard of this before, as the coffin came out of the church, she had a standing ovation and a round of applause. Not bad. The fabulous Dusty Springfield.
After the break, we'll hear from Dusty's friend and manager, Vicki Wickham, on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction vault.
Dusty felt it was very appropriate to be inducted by a diva. Thank you, Elton. It's a shame about the frocks, but otherwise great. I've known Dusty since 1963, and I've managed her since 1985. And it's always encouraging when an artist who is the real thing is recognized. The irony of the situation didn't escape her. She realized that she probably wouldn't live to see either the OBE or the Hall of Fame. Luckily, she did get the OBE in time, and the Hall of Fame she certainly knew about. I just want to say thank you to everybody who's given her this honor. It really meant a lot. She was never quite sure that people appreciated her or knew about her, and it really meant a lot that her peers, people in the business, really recognized her. So on behalf of her brother Tom and all the O'Briens, thanks very much.
Joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Chacoin. Research and archival assistance from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.